There you go. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Is this something that we'll hear more about in the coming days? Will we get some resolution to all
I'm
of this?
sure. Yes, I'm sure. The RNC basically, tipped us off here at the Nevada Globe and spoke with some of the attorneys at length. So what I can tell you is, that they're on it. The Republican Party is doing its job trying to protect, bring transparency, number one, to what's going on behind the scenes as Secretary Aguilar tries to further manipulate election laws. But I would encourage people to read that story. I would encourage people to read the challenge. And I would encourage people to stay involved and on top of what's going on. And really, Kevin, the only way you can do that in Nevada is the Nevada Globe.
There you go. There you go. Megan, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. I know we'll talk again next week, and we'll find out what's going on in our state, in our community. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief. Check it out. In fact, I check it out 2-3 times a day. There's always something new. There's always something different. TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We're with you every day, 6 till 9 a.m. right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on After Close the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to After Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Raiders fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back and bigger than ever. Shop at your local Terrible's and make a purchase of $10 or more. Earn 10 entries when you make a Coors Light or Coca-Cola purchase. Scan your Terrible's app rewards code and earn entries for every game throughout the season. Score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Hotel accommodations from Coca-Cola and a Coors Light Silver Seat experience. Every day is game day, exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 9 o'clock. Don't forget Bill O'Reilly news and comment coming up at 8:45. And Clay and Buck. Coming up at 9:05. I mentioned yesterday I knew nothing about LaFonza Butler, the black woman who has been appointed to fulfill the seat of Dianne Feinstein, the late U.S. Senator from California. And I said, I know nothing about this woman. So what does Chuck Muth do? He goes to work. This is what he came up with. California Governor Gavin Newsom has made his selection to replace late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, as promised by the Identity Politics Gov. It's a black woman, LaFonza Butler. But she's got some sugar on top. Butler is also openly LGBTQ, a former labor union leader, a former advisor to Kamala Harris. Oh, and this was what I really liked. He wrote, she also doesn't live in California. She lives in Maryland. Oh, when did that even matter? We'll talk about that with Chuck coming up top of the hour. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Aces are gearing up for the WNBA Finals, which gets underway Sunday at Michelob Ultra Arena. The reigning champs are 4.5-point favorites over the New York Liberty in Game 1. Tip goes up at noon. The Golden Knights host the San Jose Sharks tonight at T-Mobile Arena in preseason action. The puck drops on the regular season 1 week from tonight. Las Vegas Ballpark is being transitioned into a soccer field for two upcoming matches in downtown Summerlin. The Las Vegas Lights will host Colorado Springs on Saturday at 7:30. They'll follow that up with a match against San Diego on October 14th. At the home of the Aviators. And it's a bye week for UNLV football, which has started the season with 4 wins in 5 games. They'll return to the field October 14th at UNR.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Get baked, get sauced, get rocked. The all-new River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is serving up some of the best specialty pizzas and classic pasta dishes this side of Vegas. With braised short ribs, lasagna, chicken parmesan, and more, our classic rock-inspired restaurant will have you dancing in your seat. River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is available for dining in or to go. Only at
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Much slower than usual on the east side of the valley, traveling north on 95. Two accidents still being cleared away, one through the Charleston curve on 95 northbound at Boulder Highway, and closer to the downtown area. Going to be back on the brakes, 95 northbound at Eastern, so you're very heavy traffic still back toward Flamingo there on 95 northbound all the way to the downtown Las Vegas area. Still working an east side injury accident at Charleston and Lamb also. Another good-looking day in the valley. Sunny, clear. We'll have light winds and afternoon temperatures that only hit 80 degrees. It's 57 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Here is a piece of information that you'll need at that first business meeting today. Hunter Biden has pled not guilty to federal gun charges. And by the way, these may not be the only charges brought against Hunter Biden. But we'll have more coming up top of the hour with Town Hall. They'll have more on this story. I want you to hear from Dr. Victor Trevino. If you don't know who he is the mayor of Laredo, Texas, a border community, and why he came to New York for a mayoral summit. Mayors from around the country are being summoned by Mayor Eric Adams and talking about fentanyl. This is incredible what's going on in our country, and it's killing Americans. And many people are just, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to respond. But this was Dr. Trevino on Fox yesterday on Fox News Channel.
One of the reasons I came here is to put our reality situation that we have at the border. And being that it's the largest port in the United States with $300 billion of trade a year, and $189 billion since August or July. So this is an important area we need to focus on. But the main thing I think we need to focus on is how we can deal with strategies to curb the influx of fentanyl. We know that it's produced in Mexico, it's consumed in the U.S., and the precursors come from China. So knowing all these things, we need to have partnership with Mexico to have task force to deal with this situation. We also need to educate our children. Teenagers may be too late already. Children need to be educated of when fentanyl is, because only 2 milligrams can be a lethal dose. being in the hospital, I have seen cases of people dying, especially children and young adults. And it's very devastating to talk to the family. There's nothing to do. The child is already dead. So Narcan is a good solution, a good treatment choice, but there's other strategies we can use to prevent this situation.
So we know that you're fully committed to combating this in whatever way possible, but do you have a lot of hope for this summit that Mayor Adams is hosting? Is it really going to find a solution to the crisis? Is more about lip service?
No, I think we have to have awareness, number one, and we have to push the idea that this is a crisis not only for certain cities, but the whole country. And it's a binational thing. We need to look at the source. We need to stop the source. We need to do strategies. And first of all, talking about the strategies besides the treatment, we know what the treatment is, and we know how to give treatment to people that are in this situation. But the strategies to curb the influx of Narcan and the production of Narcan, I think it's very important. Education is also very important.
It did not need to get this way. And in your first answer, I think you laid out a number of priorities that should be in place. And a lot of them, frankly, are not, or they're not being pursued enough. Call for number one. Laredo encounters so far, fiscal year to date, 2023, 234,000. In addition, the total fentanyl seizures in September, call for number two now, is 2.5 tons, enough to kill 1.25 billion people. How is it getting here? Because people tell us it's tucked in cars and in trucks, but you know there is so much commerce that goes between your city and the Mexican border. How right. do you get to it?
Well, we have about 15 to 17,000 18-wheelers a day crossing the border. And it's very hard to check all of them. But we have some electronic devices that check the trailers and for anomalies. But it is, we need to do a better job. And I agree with that. So that is sort of the crux is stopping it at the border. But before we get there, stopping it where it's produced and shipped, precursor material shipped from China.
Dr. Victor Trevino, who is a medical doctor and the mayor of Laredo, Texas. On a critical issue that's killing Americans, killing children. It's just so incredibly sad. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear Donald J. Trump make his case, not under oath, but outside the courtroom to the American people. This New York City fraud case is something that's out there. And supposedly this trial is going to go on till December. I don't quite understand why it's going to take that long, but they are going to meticulously go through the prosecution case. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, we've got the latest for you on all that fighting up on Capitol Hill. Now that they've funded the government, what's next?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
By now, you've heard the Dollar Loan Center is offering free trial loans this year. But how much does it really cost after the free week? Let's say you borrow $1,000. The first week is on us, and after that, it'll cost you $5.50 per day. If you need that $1,000 for an additional week, it would cost you less than $40 in interest. How about this? You take out a loan of $500, and 1 week later, pay back only the same $500. Need it longer? A $500 loan costs $2.75 per day in interest. No catch, no fees. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in
2023.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local, our brand new hours, 6 to 9 a.m. Love getting up in the morning and being a part of your day, getting it started, getting to work, getting the kids to school, all of that and more. We do it every day, Monday through Friday. One of the things I saw yesterday, and I said, I got to pull this for you and bring this to you. Donald J. Trump, not under oath, but out in the hallway, outside the courtroom in New York, responding to the New York fraud case. This is cut number four, Donald J. Trump.
My brand is extremely valuable. I didn't even use it in my financials. If I wanted to build up a financial statement, I would have built it up by using brand in addition to everything else. We have the greatest properties. We have among the greatest properties in the world, and I have to go through this. For political reasons. This judge is a politician. He comes out of the clubs. He's running unopposed. The reason he's unopposed is because he's getting Trump. They always run opposed. He's getting Trump. The bosses say, don't run against this guy. He's doing great. He's getting Trump. But he overplayed his hand, and he should be investigated for what he's done. What he did in undervaluing these properties is a disgrace to our nation. This shouldn't be a case. One other thing. We have a clause in the contract which tells, essentially, buyer beware. The contract is very, very, if you take a look and you speak to the banks, and you will, I hope you speak to the banks, because the banks got paid in full. I hope you speak to the banks. But we have a clause in the contract. It's like a buyer beware clause. It says when you take a look at the financial statement, don't believe anything you read. This is up front. Don't believe anything you read. Some people call it a worthless clause because it makes the statement and anything you read in the statement worthless. It says go out and do your own research. Go out and do your own due diligence. You have to study the statement carefully. Do not believe anything. In fact, it's so strong that people read it and they don't even accept it. They don't even want it. They don't even use it. It's called a disclaimer clause. It's very common. If you put it in, if you don't have time to do statements, or even if you do have time, people like to have it. This is what's called a full disclaimer. We disclaim the financial statements. But even with a full disclaimer, which immediately takes you out of any fraud situation and any litigation, and by the way, when the Attorney General found out about the disclaimer clause, she said, that's okay, let's go forward anyway. It's good publicity. These are corrupt people we're dealing with. The most corrupt people. We have a great company. I built a great company. It's got tremendous value. It's got some of the greatest real estate assets in the world. And now I have to go before a rogue judge as a continuation of Russia, 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 as a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. And I don't think the people of this country are going to stand for it. If I weren't leading in all the polls, or if I weren't running, I wouldn't have any of these cases. I wouldn't be seeing you this morning. But I'll be seeing a lot of you because this is a horrible thing that's happening to our country, and we've got to get it straightened away. So we'll go in and see our rogue judge, and we'll listen to this man. And I think most people get it. People are getting it. I can tell you the voters getting it because every time they give me a fake indictment, I go up in the polls, and that's never happened before. But this is a disgrace, and you're to go after this Attorney General because she's turning off everybody from coming in. You know, I don't know if you take a look at the outflow of business. Businesses are fleeing New York because of horrible, horrible Attorney Generals and judges like we have. They go to other places where they can be treated fairly and with respect.
That's Donald J. Trump yesterday just outside the courtroom in New York City. A story that we're going to be following. By the way, the former president is back in the courtroom today, and the case is continuing. Don't know if you saw this, but Governor Lombardo is suing the Nevada Ethics Commission after the commission apparently fined the governor for wearing his sheriff's uniform and badge while campaigning. In fact, I remember thinking about this, that I thought I had seen ads where then Sheriff Joe, now Governor Joe, was in uniform. And I thought, that's kind of odd. But that's good. I mean, that was his job up until becoming the governor. That was his job. Anyway, we'll talk more about that and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyers.